This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. Starting on January 1st, nearly 200 new laws will go into effect in Illinois. This week, Illinois Issues takes a look at some of the interesting new laws that will kick in 2017. I sat down with Sean Crawford to talk about it.
Starting on January 1st, people will no longer pay taxes on some items in Illinois. What are those?
Feminine hygiene products will no longer be subject to sales taxes, both state and local sales taxes, and that includes things like tampons and sanitary napkins. Illinois joins just a few other states that are taking the taxes off of these products, but this has become kind of a hot topic, and there are several state legislatures across the country that saw bills introduced to lift taxes on these products, so Illinois, probably not the last state to do this in the coming years. Another new law that relates to women's health care is a law that requires insurance companies to cover all forms of birth control, contraception. And the way that people may see this play out the most, or the way it might affect listeners the most, is that it will also require that insurance companies cover a full 12 months of contraception and one pharmacy visit. So women who, for instance, take birth control pills, oftentimes now, you know, your insurance company will only cover it for each month. So you have to go back every month. And this would require insurance companies to go ahead and cover being able to get up to a year's worth in one visit.
Several laws relating to criminal justice are going into effect. Can you tell us about some of those?
One of the laws that will be kicking in will require that judges basically explain why they're choosing to put someone in prison for a crime if they had the option of putting them on probation. And this would apply to people who are convicted of less serious felonies and don't have violent crimes in their past. So basically, if a judge opts to send someone that fits that profile to prison, they have to make an official report explaining why prison was the better option than putting that person on probation. And then a couple different laws are intended to help ex-offenders get work once they get out of prison, to make it easier for them to get professional licenses for things like roofing contracting and cosmetology, that sort of thing, barbering as well. And another one will allow healthcare workers who have been convicted of felonies a chance to get their license back. Of course, it doesn't mean that they automatically would, but they would actually, you know, get an option to try to pursue their license. But there are some exceptions to that, like people who've been convicted of sex crimes would not be able to have the option to try to get their license back. And then there are a couple of laws that relate to policing. One would require that kids under the age of 15 who are charged with a serious crime have to be represented by a lawyer during interrogations. And if the young person who is suspected of a crime that would be considered a felony makes some kind of statement without a lawyer, that statement would not be allowed to be used in court against them. Another new law that relates to policing requires that police get a warrant before they use these devices called stingrays. And they are a cell phone tower kind of simulator that can be used to locate a cell phone, because our cell phones are always, you know, pinging cell phone towers to get their connection. And police have this device that they can use that mimics that. So cell phones will ping it and they can figure out where a phone is. And it can also be used to like interfere with phone service or drain your battery, things like that. So now law enforcement will have to get a warrant to use those. You know, folks who advocated for this say they really don't know how many police departments in the state are using these, and they think it's maybe not that widespread. But until now, there was no law limiting or regulating how police could use them. So now there is. They would be required to get a warrant under this new law.
There will be some changes to the rules around sick leave for employees. What are they?
This would require that employers who offer sick leave now have to allow their employees to use some of that leave to care for family members, such as their parents or their in-laws. The idea here being that a lot of folks, especially baby boomers, are maybe caring for parents or older members of their family. And this would give them some flexibility to be able to use sick leave to do that and not just for, say, their kids or their spouse. What this law doesn't do is that it doesn't require employers who aren't offering sick leave now to offer it. It only applies to those that are already offering sick leave.
There is a law going into effect that will let kids out of school for a very specific reason. What's that?
This law would allow students who play the trumpet excused time off from school to play the song Taps at military funerals. I talked with the sponsor on this, and he said that the pool of people who play Taps is not real big. A student came to him who plays the trumpet and asked him to carry this legislation. Illinois actually joins four other states that give students excused absences from school to play Taps at military funerals.
And one law that was supposed to go into effect in January will not. What is it, and what's going on there?
This law technically is going into effect, but the state is not going to enforce it. It is an update to the Healthcare Right of Conscience Act, and that law allows medical providers who have ethical or religious objections to certain procedures, for instance, providing some kinds of contraception or abortions, it allows them to say no to offering those services. This change to the law will not negate that at all. It would still allow medical providers to decline to offer certain services, but it would require that they let their patients know about where they could get those medical procedures. And it also requires that they give, you know, accurate information about those procedures. And this law was pretty contentiously debated when it was going through the General Assembly, but in the end, the Catholic Conference of Illinois was neutral on the legislation. However, a group of anti-abortion healthcare providers have sued over the law. They argue that it violates their free speech rights by basically compelling speech, making them have to give people information on medical procedures that they believe are unethical. And a judge has basically put a hold on this law. So as I said, it's still going into effect, but the state isn't going to push for enforcement until this court case plays out. You can read this week's Illinois Issues in-depth report on new laws that are going into effect in 2017 at our website, nprillinois.org.